Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Coffee County will soon be home to a new $1.9 billion computer chip manufacturing facility. Governor Laura Kelly announced that EMP Shield plans to build a computer chip manufacturing facility in Burlington. The governor is saying the facility will create more than 1,200 jobs, averaging $66,000 annually. EMP Shield manufactures devices that protect other electronic devices from destructive magnetic pulses. And a resurfacing project to begin in Wichita County soon. J.P. Bizet has more.
Traffic changes start March 6 along Kansas Highway 96 from the Indian Road Junction East to Waters Street Junction in Leota. The project contains sidewalk, storm sewer improvements, and the replacement of the existing asphalt with concrete pavement along the roadway. The $8.1 million project is expected to be completed by the end of December, depending on the weather.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA service center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that 66 airport projects across the state have been selected for the Kansas Airport Improvement Program, or KAIP, funding for planning, constructing, or rehabilitating public-use general aviation airports, and several Northwest Kansas airports were among those receiving funding. Governor Kelly said whether it be airplane manufacturing, a link in the supply chain logistics, or travel, the Kansas aerospace industry is an essential part of our state's economy, and these grants ensure the safety and longevity of Kansas airports, all while contributing to economic growth and job creation. The aviation industry represents over $20.6 billion in economic impact across a broad spectrum of supply chain and manufacturing industries in Kansas. The KAIP typically receives $5 million annually through the bipartisan Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program and requires airport sponsors to participate in project costs by paying a minimum of 5% of the total project. This year, the program awarded more than $11 million to 66 approved projects with a total project value of nearly $14.4 million. The Kansas Department of Transportation's Division of Aviation received 153 applications seeking a combined total project value of more than $66 million for this round of KAIP grants. Projects were scored according to impact on flight safety, economic growth, and regional benefit, and includes Norton Municipal to replace and relocate the AWOS, or Airborne Warning and Control System, in the amount of $153,000. Even with deer season wrapping up Around central Kansas in mid-January, Cheyenne Bottoms Wildlife Manager Jason Wagner said certain rules still apply, although that's not always what he sees in conversations on social media. He said that what a lot of people are saying is that they're going on walk-in hunting and collecting shed antlers. However, that's not allowed on walk-in hunting, as walk-in hunting is for the sole purpose of actively hunting. The Walk-In Hunting Access Program began in 1995 to increase the hunting experience by giving hunters access to certain private lands. But that land is still private and specifically used for active hunting, not collecting antlers, morel mushrooms, or even fishing. Permission from the landowners is still required for all non-walk-in hunting activities. Another misconception pertains to tree stands used during deer season. Regulation says all tree stands must be removed within 14 days of the final day of deer season, and the rule helps ensure all hunters have access to a given spot each year. It's also a safety issue, as squirrels or other animals may chew through the straps, and fallen stands are often left for someone else to pick up. Wagner emphasized the regulation applies to all stands, even with game besides deer still in season. He said the regulation says all tree stands. It doesn't say all deer stands. It says tree stands must be removed within 14 days of the close of deer season. With the 14 days now passed, Wagner encourages hunters who wish to keep their property to remove their tree stands, because those found or reported will be removed or destroyed by Kansas Wildlife Department of Parks staff. February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month and is dedicated to raising awareness about healthy and unhealthy relationships, common warning signs, and prevention efforts, as these preteen and teen years are the most crucial time for youth to begin learning the skills necessary to create and maintain healthy relationships. According to data from the CDC's 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, about 1 in 12 high school students experienced physical or sexual dating violence during the 12 months before the survey was administered. Teen dating violence is recognized as a prevalent public health issue affecting millions of adolescents around the world, which not only affects youth mentally, emotionally, and physically, but their long-term health can also be impacted. Teen dating violence can include four main types of unhealthy behavior that include physical violence, sexual violence, psychological aggression, and stalking. You can learn more about teen dating violence through Jana's Campaign by visiting janascampaign.org or by following them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
According to unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, February 15th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding. And the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, and Robert Bowman, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the February 1st, 2023 City Council meeting minutes as amended by changing Ron Black to Ron Briery in the motion made to adjourn the council meeting, and the motion carried. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented the 2023 Norton Travel Tourism Budget. Dallas Goslin with the Norton Economic Development gave a brief report on his trips to Topeka for the legislative visit, saying that after meeting with a few key positions, he's hopeful that funding for infrastructure at the East Side Development has been secured. And Police Chief Jay Sharp gave an update on the current activity for the police department. City Administrator James Maru stated that after recently talking with the engineer for the Highway 36 project, they're now planning to start construction in April. James also reported that the city has an opening in the Water Sewer Department, and he would like to advertise and bring back the position as a water sewer plant trainee. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to waive the formal first reading of Ordinance 1759, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 4, pertaining to unlawful parking generally, handicap parking spaces, unlawful parking locations, and special parking and loading restrictions. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting for 4 p.m. on February 20th. Andrew Black reported that the utility committee met with the wastewater water supervisor to discuss the department's goals and projects for the year. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dean Little to adopt Resolution 4-2023, which is a resolution making additions and amendments to the City of Norton Employee Handbook and Norton Personnel Rules. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Ron Briery reported that the Public Works Committee met with the Public Works Supervisor and discussed the department's goals and projects for the year. And Ron also reported that the airport has received a grant from the state of Kansas through the Aviation Department for new airborne warning and control systems. Dennis Gilhausen presented the bids received on a lease purchase for a compact Bobcat excavator for the Parks Department. A motion was then made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to accept the bid submitted by First State Bank. The vote was taken and the motion carried. The proposed lease purchase with the First State Bank will be to finance approximately $37,705.88 at an interest rate of 4.95% for 5 years with an annual payment of $8,697.07. A bid was also received from the bank at an interest rate of 4.98% for 5 years with an annual payment of $8,705.05. Robert Bowman stated that the Parks Committee met with the Horse Council and the Fair Board and discussed their schedule and events for the year. And a motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the Norton County Horse Council's 2023 arena schedule. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dean Little to approve Extreme Flat Tracks application for park grandstand use on Sunday, July 30th of 2023. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating ordinance number 4 as a whole and the motion carried. And the council then adjourned at 6:11 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. RAS Incorporated knows all FFA members invest considerable time on projects and research to further their grasp of agribusinesses in all its forms, and these individuals have set goals for the future and are sure to succeed. RAS Incorporated in Danbury for chemical and fertilizing agents, they do ground and aerial applications. Wellhead Systems Incorporated knows FFA's opens doors to many career fields in various ag-related industries and wants to say thank you to the Hill City FFA chapter for doing a great job. Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 West McBay in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255.
Fit to Go in Norton fits your life. The Fit to Go exercise facility has all the time in the world for you to come in and get healthy. They have keyless entry so you can exercise at Fit to Go at any time of the day. And Fit to Go has memberships for yourself or your entire family. You can call Fit to Go at 877-4306 or see them at 411 East Holm in Norton. At Fit to Go, they fit into your life so you can be healthy.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitec horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleybet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleybet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleybet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A warm front, a cold front, and a strong low pressure system will be affecting our weather in the central plains for the next few days. Way above average daytime highs for most of Kansas today, but that'll change by Thursday. We also have some rain coming up for the eastern half of the state, maybe some snow in the northwestern counties by late tomorrow. A strong low pressure system is heading in from the Pacific Northwest. We also have a low near the Texas Panhandle. Rain showers will pop up in our southeastern counties by late tonight, and then we have that good chance of rain in the eastern counties tomorrow. On the map, heading into this afternoon, low pressure is setting up near the Panhandles and over southeast Colorado. A nearly stationary front is just off to our south, and a strong low is moving through the intermountain states. Some sun and some occasional clouds, breezy and very mild for our state through the afternoon, mostly 50s and 60s. A few places in southern Kansas could hit 70 this afternoon. Overnight, showers will develop in the south-central counties, and by tomorrow morning, rain will be likely from south-central up through northeast Kansas. A warm front will cross our state tomorrow morning as well. Another mild day for most areas, but colder Arctic air will start moving into our northwest counties early in the day. That'll keep our highs in the 20s there tomorrow. Rain or showers continue for much of the day in the eastern counties, scattered showers in the central areas. Tomorrow evening, snow showers possible in the northwest counties, and then things clear out. Will be quite a bit colder statewide on Thursday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 50s with mid to upper 20s overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s north central. Tonight's lows in the low to mid 30s. Mid 50s to low 60s northeast and low to mid 40s overnight. Mid to upper 60s southwest, upper 30s and low 40s for tonight's lows. Upper 60s and low 70s south central. We're in the low 50s overnight. Near 70 southeast and low to mid 50s for tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes. no trade has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two. And our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, the October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.